Lady Draco from transnow.net, and this file is called Preemie Humiliation. That's right, little Preemie. You're back for more Preemie training. And you know what to do. You need to get into a comfortable position, lying down for me in a comfortable place, preferably in the bed, with your earphones on. And all you need to do is just listen. Listen to me. And the first thing you need to do is take a nice deep breath. That's it. In and out. Relaxing completely. Letting go. For me. And another deep breath. That's it. Good boy. Surrender all control over to me. And that's all you need to do. Just to be mine. And I wonder if you've ever considered how interesting it is how some of the smallest parts of your body perform the most important tasks. Your hands, your fingers, and the muscle there, they're so small, and yet you're able to grasp with great strength. Even from the moment you were born, instinctively, it's almost as if there is a knowledge there, a knowledge in those muscles that you're going to perform very important tasks in those hands. And you as a preemie especially are going to need those hands to perform those tasks, aren't you, little one? Greeting someone new, you give them a handshake, don't you? A reassuring touch for someone who needs it. Or maybe creating an instant vice-like grip that saves someone's life one day. And yet, those same hands and fingers can convey the most delicate of sensations in our whole being. Feel the finest silk, the warmest skin, and other textures feelings that simply just can't be experienced in any other way. You know what I mean? Those hands and fingers, they work almost without us even trying. Just by instinct sometimes. And without even being aware of how it happens, you can catch a ball, a falling object, without even knowing how, without even conscious effort. And what about the tiny muscles of our feet? They're special too, but in quite a different way. A way that maybe we have to learn and practice. But they keep us perfectly balanced, don't they? They make thousands of tiny movements without our conscious mind even being aware, so that we can walk, run, jump, kick, dance, or even climb. That's right. And without a moment's thought as to how we're actually going to perform those tasks. Without having to know how those little muscles do it. They just seem to perform, don't they? Constantly, perfectly, allowing us to walk for miles and miles, to move safely from one place to another. And we're not fully aware of our toes, aren't we? Imagine the big toe. Can you think of the little toe? And the three other toes in between? Think about what they do. They do it. Tiny little muscles in tiny little toes, all just working together as a group that forms a body. Hands, fingers, feet, toes, sets of muscles that we use every day in special ways, and even the tiniest of movements can make amazing differences in our world. In the world of others around us. What about the muscles in your face? Those muscles. Can we feel those from 1 minute to the next? Communicating things to others. Feelings. others. You can make your whole face light up with joy, surprise, anger, frustration. Those muscles that make you smile can say so much in your expressions, can't they? Just like the muscles of the hands, because they so often work without us even knowing that they're doing it. As if driven out of instinct by some sort or another, so that we show someone how we feel, and in the blink of an eye, sometimes we didn't even mean to do it, with micro expressions. In another's face, we can see their emotions, can't we? That's right. We may or may not like the expressions that we see in others. So who knows what we're giving off? Those muscles are acting. They're acting to convey our subconscious mind in a very special way. That's right. So when we relax them, when we relax them, then we can just let go. And you can just let go right now. And it's time for you to just let go and relax. Completely. You don't need to worry who's watching. You're all alone, by yourself, with me, lying down in your bed, falling deep into trance, ready to totally lose yourself. Lose yourself to me. Allowing me to take over your subconscious mind. There's no need to monitor the smallest parts of your body. They can just be at ease, like the rest of your body, totally relaxed, just like your mind. You're becoming scarcely aware of your body now. And your mind is being eliminated. All that's left are my words. My words just taking you erasing your mind, making you blank and empty. You can let go completely, and all you want to do is be that obedient, submissive little preemie, waiting to get out, waiting to be released, just for me, forgetting to remember. Remembering to forget all perceptions of your reality, fading away quickly and completely as you draw deeper and deeper down into trance for me. Completely blank and empty. Completely helpless. Mindless. Just floating along in emptiness, needing to be controlled, to be owned, most importantly, to be trained. Further along the path to becoming the perfect preemie, the perfect little premature ejaculator for your mistress, Lady Draco. That's all you need. There is nothing else. As I take over your subconscious mind, altering you, changing you, because you know what being a preemie is all about for you. Don't you, little one? It's all about the humiliation. You love feeling it. There's nothing more of an aphrodisiac than humiliation. When you see a beautiful girl like me, and she wants you to come really fast, because beautiful women, you know, have always made you come quickly. You can't control yourself. You can't help it. And knowing that you come quickly humiliates you. And the more you're humiliated, the more it works on your mind that women, beautiful women, want hot guys that can last. Men they can go and have sex with them for a long period of time. Not someone that can only last for 30 seconds or less. And by now, you should have worked up to hands-free orgasm coming in your pants just by looking at these beautiful women. You can't even get that dick near them. You know it. Yet alone get it inside them. And you know how much that humiliates you. Just looking at beautiful women's bodies, that gives you more pleasure than you could ever dream of even having. Because you know you can't control it. That's right, little one. You love the humiliation. You get off on it. And if a woman sees you coming in those pants, if she knows, if she catches you coming in those pants when you look at her, that's the ultimate humiliation, isn't it? You know it is. Because she's gonna be laughing at you, along with all of her friends, knowing that all she had to do was just be herself. Wear nice, sexy outfits. That's all she has to do. And you'll just be creaming in your pants for her. You know it's true. And you love getting caught. You love the humiliation that comes with it. Looking at beautiful women and their beautiful bodies just makes you more helpless. You can't control yourself. You have to shoot that load in your pants. Looking at beautiful women's bodies makes you more helpless. Control yourself, and you shoot that load in your pants every time. That's right. Looking at beautiful women's bodies, so sexy, makes you completely helpless, losing all control. And you come right in those pants, getting caught as they laugh at you. And you want beautiful women to make you helpless. Admit it. You want beautiful women to make you helpless. You crave it. You need it. You want beautiful women to make you helpless. Even more. You need beautiful women to make you completely helpless. creaming in those pants of yours. Losing control to women humiliates you completely. Losing control to women humiliates you completely. Losing control to women humiliates you completely. And sexy women will always have control of your orgasms. And they will always humiliate you. Sexy women will always have control of your orgasms, and they will always humiliate you. That's right, you know it. You know it, little preemie. Sexy women are always going to control your orgasms, and they're always going to humiliate you. Beautiful women have control of your orgasms is always so humiliating. Beautiful women having control of your orgasms is always so humiliating. That's right. Beautiful women having control of your orgasms is always so humiliating. And you're humiliated listening to this. Let's face it. You can't help it. You can't control yourself. I've trained you well, little one. You're humiliated just listening to this. You want to listen to this more and more to make you even more humiliated. You're humiliated just listening to this file. Because you crave, you need the humiliation, and it's growing stronger and stronger, little preemie. You know it is, because you're controlled by it. You're controlled by the humiliation of being a preemie and coming so quickly. Knowing that you're not good enough, you'll always be inadequate. You can always be controlled by the humiliation, knowing that you're a preemie, that you're inadequate. You'll never be good enough. You know this, and you can't get enough of it. You are controlled by the humiliation, knowing that you're nothing but a little preemie that comes in his pants, that will never satisfy a woman, knowing that they laugh at you, that they snicker behind your back, that you'll never be able to please or satisfy a woman. And you love that. You crave the control of the humiliation more and more. And you're helpless. Helpless from preventing the pleasure of this control over you. You know it. You're helpless from preventing the pleasure that this control over you is causing. Because all you want to do is become the perfect preemie for me, your mistress, Lady Draco. You want to get better at it. Become faster and faster. You want to be ruined for everyone else but me. And you are helpless. Because the pleasure that you get from being a preemie is just too great. You know you can't control it. And you can't stop your orgasms from coming so quickly. And the pleasure that you feel when I control you, you need it. You need the humiliation, boy. And you know you'll never be able to stop those orgasms from coming quickly. And the pleasure that you feel when you're controlled by me, controlled by knowing that you'll always be a preemie. You'll always be controlled by the humiliation of it all. You can't help it. You can't control it. I've made you this way. And I will keep making you this way. Keep training you to be ruined for anyone else but me. You just can't stop. You can't stop training from being a better preemie for me. Making those orgasms come faster and faster. Getting off on the pleasure that you feel when you're controlled by beautiful women like me. Because we all control that orgasm of yours. We always control your orgasms, making you come ultra fast, making you come in those pants of yours faster and faster and faster, making you feel more humiliated. That's right. You need to feel humiliated. Who comes in seconds flat? Only little preemie that I've trained. That's right. And you'll always accept your helplessness to orgasm quickly for me. You're always going to accept your helplessness. Always. To orgasm quickly. As fast as possible. For me. You're always going to accept your helplessness to orgasm. chasm, lightning fast, because you know you have no control, because women will always humiliate you. Hot, sexy women are always going to make you shoot that load faster and faster whenever you just look at them. That's what I've turned you into, little preemie. And you're going to train and get better at it. And better, becoming the perfect preemie for me. Becoming the perfect little premature ejaculator. Completely helpless. Having no control over your orgasms. Knowing that beautiful women, hot, sexy women, they're always going to control you. They're always going to control your orgasms. Just by looking at you. And you'll just cream your pants whenever they glance your way. That's right. And you can't help it. Totally humiliating yourself as they laugh at you. That's right, little preemie. Because you can't get enough. You can't stop. You can't stop shooting faster and faster. Whenever a pretty girl looks at you, creaming those pants, because they control you, and we're always going to control you. Lady Draco controls you, and those orgasms of yours, and beautiful women, whenever you see them, will control you as well, because you have no control. You're completely helpless, and you crave the humiliation. You need it more and more, and whenever you see them, that's just going to reinforce the fact that you are my little preemie. Knowing that you need to train even more. Knowing that you're weak and helpless. You have no control. Hot, sexy women like me, we have all the control. That's right. And you're nothing but a little premature ejaculator. A preemie. But it craves our humiliation on an ongoing basis. Taking away your desires, taking away the control of your orgasms completely. That's right, little one. You know it. And in a minute, I'm going to be waking you up. Counting you back from 5 to 1. But you will remember your trigger. Hot, sexy. creaming in his pants. Even faster. And five, feeling the bed that you're lying on. Four, feeling your arms and your toes. Three, feeling the room and your surroundings. Two, starting to wake up and look alive. And one, awake, alive, refreshed, and feeling amazingly good. This is Lady Draco from transnow.net. I know you've enjoyed this creamy file, little one, so be sure to go and leave me good feedback on it right away. Until the next time, enjoy.